Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Qué Golazo. Another Monday means one thing. Fabrizio Romano joins us on the show to discuss the latest transfer information. Just because the window is closed doesn't mean the business doesn't keep going. And it does. Fabrizio Romano, Qué Golazo begins right now. Welcome, everybody, to Qué Golazo on this Monday. Fabrizio Romano, it's been a while. How are you, my friend?
Hello, my friend. I'm fine. Thank you. Really happy to be back after this fantastic weekend of football and ready for the Champions League week.
Absolutely. Yeah, we saw you there on Calcio e Cappuccino on Paramount Plus. It was great to see you, but don't forget, everybody, you were here first, okay? You are our guy, nobody else's. Qué Golazo pod begins. Let's begin with Fabrizio Romano, Manchester United. Obviously, a very good win this weekend. Cristiano Ronaldo got a brace. We'll talk about him in a second, but Paul Pogba, Fabrizio Romano, a major topic right now about his future, his contract negotiations, if they're happening at all. The fate of Paul Pogba is a major talking point. What do you have for me, Fabrizio Romano?
Yes, a lot of talks in the last hours about Paul Pogba contract. And you know that we were always talking here on Qué Golazo on CBS Sports during the summer. Well, we had rumors from friends talking about Paris Saint-Germain, Pogba move. I was always saying that Pogba had the chance, huge chances to stay at Manchester United this summer, and he's staying because he's really happy with the atmosphere in the team. And I can confirm that now the feeling around Paul Pogba is about the player, about his agent, Mino Raiola, is that they are really happy with what Manchester United are doing on the project, on the market, signing players like Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, but also Rafael Varane, Jadon Sancho. So they're really happy about the situation around the team, about the situation around the club in general. So it's true that now the atmosphere around Paul Pogba is absolutely positive, but there is still no agreement on the new contract. This is important to clarify because Manchester United are still hoping for Pogba to sign a new contract. They are negotiating with Mino Raiola. They are negotiating with Paul Pogba. There are chances for Pogba to sign a new contract, yes, but it's not close or done yet. So it will take some time before see if Pogba will decide to accept or not. It's not decided yet. It's important to remind that Pogba is out of contract in June 2022. So it could be able potentially to sign with any other club starting from January. So let's see what happens with Pogba's situation. But as of now, new contract is on the table. Manchester United are pushing, but it's not agreed yet. Let's see what happens. But for sure, the positive atmosphere around Manchester United is something that is helping in the negotiations with Paul Pogba.
That's great about the positive atmosphere, but I'm wondering, Fabrizio, because to your point, after January, things become even more complicated. How much of an urgent need is this for Manchester United to get this done even before I say, you know, December when Champions League gets kicked off?
Yes, timing is so important. So to have an agreement like November, December is so important for Manchester United as soon as possible to avoid any problem with any other club ready to jump in the deal in January and to offer Pogba a free agent contract. So let's see what happens in the next weeks. But for sure, the positive atmosphere is something that is helping, but is not a new contract signed yet. And I think the feeling around Pogba is helping also because you remember 1 year ago in November when Mino Raiola was saying Pogba needs to leave, Pogba needs to try something new. So his words on Pogba were really important and not so positive for Manchester United. Now seems another word for Manchester United, but let's see what's going to happen on contract salary side.
Is Manchester United doing any other business? Are they thinking ahead that far? Are they happy right now? Because a big talking point for fans has been the defensive midfielder position. Obviously, there's so much firepower. You can see it everywhere. But they are vulnerable against the counter. And a strong midfield is key to that. Is there any other business? Are they keeping quiet? What's going on in that regard?
No, nothing is advanced now. As you say, they had a fantastic summer, so they're happy with their new signings and they are really focused on new contracts. I was mentioning Pogba, but let me say, remember also Bruno Fernandes, because one of the priorities for Manchester United is to extend Bruno Fernandes' contract. It's also about being respectful now from Manchester United for their players they already have after such a window with so many stars joining the club. They now need their top players to be happy with their contracts. So now the priority is about the contracts. And then let's see, next summer they will have a target with center midfielder for sure. They will look for this position, but it's not something like decided now.
Okay, so obviously we can't talk about Manchester United without talking, obviously, of course, about Cristiano Ronaldo, who had a very good return to his club, 2 goals in that win against Newcastle. You have some news, some a little bit of context, Fabrizio, in terms of his contract and just how much, you know, they still need to make sure that they pay off Juventus, you know, as he joins new life at Old Trafford.
Yes, I think it's important to talk, of course, on the pitch. We see Cristiano is always an incredible player, so there is nothing to add on this point. But on financial point, I think it's really important to tell Manchester United fans what a bargain they did with Cristiano Ronaldo, because Manchester United, from what I'm told, they're going to pay these 15 million to Juventus in 5 years. So it's around 3 million euro per year. It's really incredible for Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay, so he's not young, but look at what player you have, scoring goals, leadership, mentality. So he's bringing a fresh air to Old Trafford. 3 million euro per year in 5 years. I think it's really incredible. We have also 8 million euros as add-ons included in this deal, but the guaranteed part is 15 million euro paid in 5 years. So really impressive, I think, what Manchester United did on this deal. They've been really fast in the negotiation, as we said many times here, okay, Golas on CBS Sports, talking about the behind the scenes of Cristiano's story. But this fee, in my opinion, is something really huge, because now we are going to talk about Cristiano for weeks, for months, about how important Cristiano will be for Man United. But signing this player for this money, in my personal opinion, is something that is important to remember, because it's something really huge in such a summer that as they did with Manchester United.
Yep, from an economical standpoint, unbelievable business. As you mentioned, we have Fabrizio Romano here on Que Golazo Pod. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. We're also on YouTube, as you know, youtube.com/ Que Golazo. Fabrizio Romano, speaking of Juventus, not a good weekend as they lose to Napoli. They're still looking for a win under Max Allegri. No Ronaldo. Paulo Dybala remains an interesting talking point from you yourself. What's the latest there? Is he happy? What's going on with Dybala and Juventus?
It's one of the biggest points we have here in Italy. As you say, Juventus are living a complicated moment, really complicated. They lost Cristiano Ronaldo. They have only 1 point in 3 matches in Serie A, something historical. It only happened 2 times in the last 60 years. So imagine how big is the problem for Juventus now without Cristiano. And talking Paulo Dybala, he is out of contract in June 2022 as Paul Pogba. So he's another big name in the market that we have to keep an eye on, because if he's not extending the contract, of course, he could be one of the biggest free agents, maybe the biggest free agent in the market if Pogba is going to extend. So I'm sure that the situation of Paul Pogba is a priority for Juventus now. Yesterday, Juventus vice president Pavel Nedved said he's confident on Paul Pogba Paulo Dybala situation. And from what I'm told, Juventus are preparing a new meeting with the agent of Paulo Dybala, Jorge Antun, to meet directly after. They had 2 meetings in Torino weeks ago in August, but now it's time to meet again and to offer Dybala a new improved contract, because this situation is taking too long. You know, it's dangerous because it's like 2 years Dybala and Juventus are negotiating on this new contract. Then they had the final issues with COVID, of course, but they have no agreement on the length of the contract, if 5 or 4 years, and also about potential clauses included in this contract. So they need to discuss many and many details. It's not agreed yet, but Dybala wants to stay and Juventus want to keep him. Now it's time to find the agreement. Let's see, because it's a particular situation and we have to keep an eye on it.
Only 27 years old, by the way, Paulo Dybala. Still plenty to offer the Argentinian. All right, listen, I want to now discuss a little bit about another player in Serie A who you were talking about even before the season started. It was a good win this weekend from his team as well. Check it out, everybody. Just rolling back the tape to what Fabrizio said a few weeks ago about a player to watch out for. Check it out.
some names, because first of all, my name is one player I love since the first day I saw him, and I'm happy now you can see him with Serie A on Paramount Plus and on CBS Sports. That is Dusan Vlahovic, the striker that Atletico Madrid and Tottenham want. But trust me, in 1 or 2 years, we will talk about all top clubs of the world trying for this guy. He's incredible. He's an incredible striker. He's talented. He's 21, but he scored more than 20 goals last season. He's the leader of Fiorentina. Fantastic player. Tottenham and Atletico Madrid want him this season, but Fiorentina at the moment are going to keep the player. They want to fight to keep the player.
Well, you know, he scored a brace this past weekend, 2 penalties, and they beat Atalanta, and Fiorentina looking good. And as you mentioned, still very, very young. What's the latest? Tottenham still interested? And are there any other club interested as January comes, you know, comes around?
Yes, many clubs interested. I'm going to tell you about this, but let me say about the numbers of this boy, because he's 21. He scored 3 goals in the first 3 matches of Serie A this season. In the whole 2021 year, he has 20 goals in 21 matches, 21 games. Incredible, incredible. He's a leader. He's 21, but he's a leader. And it's not easy to be a leader in Fiorentina, because we're talking about an historical team, historical city, with fans that are really putting under pressure the team in the last season. So it's really complicated to show up as a leader in Fiorentina. They had Gabriel Batistuta, many legends of football here in Italy and in world. So it's not easy. It's not an easy club, you know. And he's doing great, scoring goals, leadership. You mentioned penalties. How he goes to shoot on penalties is incredible. With how he's really relaxed, it seems. And you're playing against Atalanta in Bergamo. You're not playing a friendly match. So Dusan Vlahovic is really a striker of the future. Let me say that his contract situation is dangerous, because he's out of contract in 2023, June 2023. But it means that if he's not extending the contract, they need to sell Vlahovic next summer. They are discussing a new contract, Vlahovic agents and Fiorentina, with a potential release clause included in this contract. We will see the potential value of this clause, but many and many clubs are already working on it. Atletico Madrid offered this summer in August 60 million euro, 50 guaranteed, 10 add-ons, and a percentage of future sale for Dusan Vlahovic, but the player and Fiorentina said no together, because they wanted to continue together. Tottenham had a strong interest in case they lost Harry Kane, so the plan was Vlahovic together with Lautaro Martinez, one of the names in case Harry Kane was going to leave the club, but Kane is staying, so no way. Let's see for the future, because Fabio Paratici, Tottenham director of football, always works also for the future, but Vlahovic will be a player for many other clubs also next summer, I'm sure. Will be a big race, because after Erling Haaland and Mbappé, of course, the biggest stars of European football, I think Vlahovic is one of the best center strikers, young center strikers we have for the next 5 or 6 years. He will be a top star.
A massive statement. And as you mentioned, only 21. He plays like he's 28, like he's been to a few yes. World Cups. Unbelievable. All depends, of course, on how Fiorentina do. By the way, you mentioned Atletico Madrid there, Fabrizio Romano. I guess this was the plan before even Griezmann was an option, or Cunha as well from the Bundesliga.
Yes, it was the favorite option of Atletico Madrid. We have to be honest. From what I'm told, they were trying and trying and trying, because Vlahovic was the main option. It was not easy, because, you know, when you offer 50 million plus 10 million, so it's 60 million euro plus percentage of future sale, you're offering a lot of money. And if they say no, you know, it's normal to go on another target. And Mateusz Cunha is an important striker too. But talking about Vlahovic, in my opinion, he was absolutely perfect for Atletico Madrid to play with Diego Simeone, with their style, with the fighter as striker, together with Suarez maybe sometimes. So before Griezmann, he was more an idea. Let's see now what they will decide for the future, but they love this player. But my feeling is that next summer will be a really big race with English clubs, Italian clubs also, because he's playing in Italy. So maybe Juventus, Inter, AC Milan, maybe after Ibrahimovic, AC Milan, Juventus need to replace Ronaldo long-term, and he could be a name. So many clubs will be in the race, but it's important to see what happens with his contract, because if they will include in the new contract release clause, will be a big fight like the Haaland one. Of course, it's not the same level of player, but with a big potential and with big clause could be an opportunity.
Yeah, I'm being a romantic here, but I hope he stays at Fiorentina, and I hope he does well with Fiorentina, because Gabriel Batistuta and Fiorentina were wonderful. Maybe Vlahovic can create that sort of feeling again. But we will see, as you said, because the contract gets even trickier as the months go along. And of course, Vlahovic continues to improve. All right, let's finish off, Fabrizio Romano, with a fun conversation you had with a club here back in MLS. And of course, somebody that's very, very popular these days on this side of the world. Here's you with FC Dallas. FC Dallas saying, give Ricardo Pepi man of the match, you cowards. And Fabrizio Romano wrote, here we go. Fabrizio, I don't know if you realize this, but every time you tweet, the world shakes, Fabrizio Romano. You have to be careful. And FC Dallas were like,
well, I want to say sorry to the FC Dallas fans, because I was just meaning here we go for the man of the match award for Pepi, not for the player to leave the club. Don't worry, Dallas fans. I'm not bringing Pepi to Europe yet. Let me say yet, because, you know, I want to tell you something behind the scenes about this boy. As you know, yeah, he's amazing talent, but it was last January, I was with the president, a Serie A president. I'm not mentioning the name or the club because I can't. But this Serie A president told me, I want to sign on deadline day of last January. So it was 31 of January. I want to sign Ricardo Pepi. I have to find a way and I want to sign this boy. Remember this name because this boy is incredible. And I said, let's see what happens then. They had no chance to sign Pepi on deadline day. But Italian clubs are already looking for him. So maybe, sorry, Dallas fans, enjoy the player, but I think his future will be in Europe because this boy is really interesting.
Well, I mean, I think that FC Dallas fans should be content with that because he really is the real deal. And I'm trying to guess what president you were talking to. I'm thinking Roma, but you're not even going to give me anything.
I'm in trouble like Mourinho.
So we will keep it there, but no doubt about it, Ricardo Pepi.
One day I will tell you.
Well, you could tell me behind the scenes, maybe. I don't know. But but Ricardo Pepi, his future is definitely one to watch out for. Fabrizio Romano, before we say goodbye to you, the Champions League returns. I'm very excited. I'm sure you are as well. You're part of the CBS Sports family. How excited about you are you about the Champions League returning this week?
So excited. It will be amazing to watch Champions League football on CBS Sports, to be together with the team, to comment together with you, as always. And I think will be one of the best Champions League campaign ever, because we have Paris Saint-Germain as a monster, and we expect them to win the Champions League. Everyone here in Europe is talking about Paris Saint-Germain winning the Champions League. But football is crazy. Football is crazy, and sometimes crazy things happen. And so let's see what happens. But my feeling is that also other clubs like Atletico Madrid, Manchester United, as underdogs, they can do something big this year in Champions League. So let's see what happens, but will be a fantastic Champions League campaign, I'm sure.
Love it. Love it. Fabrizio Romano, make sure that you follow him on Twitter, on Instagram. Of course, he's part of the CBS Sports and Paramount Plus family. You can read all his content as well on cbsports.com. Fabrizio Romano, grazie, brother. Thank you so much. Have a great day, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you as always. See you soon again on Che Golazo, on CBS Sports, on Paramount Plus. As always, Champions League, Serie A will be always together. Thank you.
And don't forget that Che Golazo is your home for everything. Previews, recaps. We're on YouTube. We're on Apple Podcasts. Please leave a 5-star rating and review. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, and your CBS Sports app, and wherever you listen to your pods. We will see you next time.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.